CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. CBS News has learned Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell said nothing incriminating about President Donald Trump when interviewed by the Justice Department. She does have a pending appeal after she was convicted in 2021. CBS's Jake Rosen.
Attorneys for Maxwell are arguing against the Justice Department's attempts to unseal grand jury testimony against her, writing in a court filing Tuesday that their client has, quote, no choice but to respectfully oppose the potential release. Maxwell's attorney says that interest to unseal the documents cannot justify a, quote, broad intrusion into grand jury secrecy in a case where Maxwell's appeal is still alive.
A huge wildfire burning in California is less than 10% contained. Correspondent Jason Allen from Santa Maria.
There is an all-out battle to contain this major fire in the mountains of Central California. What concerns officials here is the explosive growth of the Gifford Fire. It's now at more than 80,000 acres, the biggest wildfire in California in 2025, a year that began with two of the most destructive fires in the state's history.
The fire is threatening about 800 structures. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has filed suit after Democratic state lawmakers prevented a vote on redistricting. Now some Democratic governors are urging action of their own, including in California. Karen Waugh reports from Houston.
Governor Gavin Newsom, he wants to consider this special election in November for his own state to redraw the congressional maps there, but in favor of the Democrats. And he's really urging other blue states to consider doing something similar. But there is a trigger on this. California is only going to be doing this if Texas moves forward with its redistricting plan.
Hiroshima, Japan is marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped a nuclear bomb on the city, killing 140,000 people. CBS's Anna Corrin.
I think the message out of Japan is just that nuclear weapons and humanity cannot coexist. This is a country that is determined to continue to fight for the elimination of nuclear weapons, which is such a challenge when there are more than 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world today.
Survivors of the bombing now average 86 years old. A warning for marijuana smokers. Here's correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
A new study from UC San Diego finds that frequent pot smokers are 3.25 times more likely to develop oral cancer within 5 years than people who don't smoke weed. A study co-author points out cannabis smoke contains some of the same carcinogenic compounds as tobacco smoke.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Ready to level up your everyday? Quince makes premium essentials without the premium price tag. From quality clothing and stylish accessories to travel staples and high-end home goods, Quince has it all. And by partnering directly with top artisans and ethical factories, Quince delivers high quality at half the cost of similar brands. Shop elevated essentials without the markup at Quince. Go to quince.com/levelup for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/levelup.
Procrastinating on back-to-school shopping could help your wallet.
Prices on some items get lower as the first day of school gets closer. Doreen Saletti is a professor of marketing and sales at Point Park University in Pittsburgh.
And they may be able to get access to some additional clearance, some deep discounts, merchandise that has not sold that the retailer wants to turn over.
But she says prices for electronics and clothing likely won't get any cheaper, and some supplies may be sold out by the time the kids are headed back to school.
There may be cases where some items that the student needs are just not available.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Switzerland is scrambling to get its tariff rates adjusted before tomorrow's deadline. The Trump administration has announced taxes of 39% on Swiss goods, aside from pharmaceuticals, one of the highest rates for countries worldwide. The rates are 2.5 times higher than those imposed on EU countries. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, a low of 69 tonight. On Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Upper 80s with sunshine for Friday, and the sun continues on Saturday. We will brush 90. Right now, it's 65.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good. Central Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Softer than a lullaby. everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountains, saw an eagle fly.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close.
Close that door,
'cause I know I won't see you anymore.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think
good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
People of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Oh,
Shine for you,
shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring,
Julie, Julie, where you nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
W-R-J-N. Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned details about meetings between Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and government officials last month. CBS's Jake Rosen.
In her interview with the Justice Department, Maxwell did not implicate President Trump in Jeffrey Epstein's misdeeds and said nothing that would harm the president, according to a source familiar with the contents of the interview.
Health Secretary Kennedy's canceled almost $500 million in funding for flu and COVID vaccine research. Vanderbilt Medical's Dr. William Schaffner.
They have been used in literally millions upon millions of doses around the world. These are very effective and very, very safe vaccines.
Kremlin says U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff's meeting with Vladimir Putin ahead of President Trump's Friday deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
The Russian press this morning, well, they are not optimistic, the newspapers here, about a deal being reached. One paper says there's a 90% likelihood that Steve Witkoff's visit won't change anything.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at